Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God. You are listening to God's favorites coming to you live. Praising God, praising God. Hallelujah. Oh, our God created us to praise him. And I pray that you entered in as the praises was going forth. Praise God. And just entered in and praise God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you tonight, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, O God. O God, we sing praises to your name, Most High, O God. Father God, we recognize, God, that you are in us and we are in you. And God, you desire to hear our praise, God. Father God, I ask you to touch tonight all those that are sick, all those that are heavy laden, all those that have a bowed down head, God. Oh, God, remove all pain, remove all stagnation, all bitterness, all unforgiveness, Lord. And God, oh, God, create a clean heart in us, oh, God. Lord God, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth, oh, God. God, teach us, oh, God, the ways that we would have to go, God, that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, God. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, God, for you are steady molding and shaping us, oh, God, in the way that you would have us to be, God. Father, touch our sons and our daughters, our husband and our mothers, oh, God, and bring us, oh, God, into the, oh, God, clarity of you, God, to know you in a better way than we did yesterday. Deliver, oh, God, from alcohol abuse and drugs, oh, God. Father God, from, oh, God, daughters from getting early pregnancies, oh, God, and also doing abortions. God, deliver in every way, oh, God, drugs that have, oh, God, plagued our homes, our communities, oh, God. Oh, Father, behind prison walls, oh, God, touch every man, every boy, God, every woman, oh, God, every father, every mother, God, and draw them close to you. God, you got them between a rock and a hard place, and I know, God, you can do anything but fail, God. Draw them close to you, oh God, wherever they may be, God. Oh Father, those that have hurts, oh God, and seem as though they can't get past the hurts, oh God, that have plagued their lives, oh God. God, use the ultimate healer. And God, I know that you can do anything but fail. You can heal a broken heart, oh God. Brokenness, oh God, can bring us into a relationship with you, oh God, as we bring all our broken pieces and lay them at your feet, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch, oh God, in a mighty way, oh God. We need you. Yes, we do, God. We need you, God, to help us, oh God, in our relationships, in our homes, in our communities, in our governments, oh God, in the hospitals, rooms, oh God, Father God, many are sick, God, oh Father, but God, yes, God, you knows all things, Father. Father, touch in a mighty way, Lord God. God, we pray your healing virtue, God. Yes, we do, God. We pray your healing virtue, God, in homes, in sick rooms, in hospitals. Oh, God, Father God, oh, heal, Father God, by the power of thy blood. It's by your blood, by thy blood. Oh, God, you shed it for us, God. Yes, you did. You shed your blood way back on Calvary's tree. Oh, God, every drop was for us, God. Oh, Father God, and God, you washes us white as snow. You throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them anymore, God. Help us, oh, God, oh, Father God, by thy blood. Oh, Father God, oh, yes, Lord, we need you. We need you. Right, we need you every minute of the second of the day. Yes, Lord God, we need you. We need you, oh Father God, to come in, oh God, and to sup with us, oh God. Oh God, wherever we feel low, God, we know, God, that you can pick us up, oh God. Wherever we feel lonely, God, oh God, you will visit us, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, we praise your name. Because you are God and you are Lord, and there is none other beside you, O God. You are the ultimate sacrifice. You have sacrificed a great sacrifice for us, O God. You died for our sins, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. We sing hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, we praise you, O God, for all your goodness and all your mercy. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for the life that you give us. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you empowers us and causes us to mount up on wings like eagles and soar again, God. Oh, we cast every epitome of the enemy out, and we command him to go in the name of Jesus. And we say no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar, and there's no truth in him. Praise God. We are the sons and daughters of Christ. We have been washed in his precious blood. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for washing us. Thank you for cleansing us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. Oh, we give thanks. Yes, we do. We give thanks to the Almighty God, the Almighty King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Yes, you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Yes, Lord God, of all our praise. Praise God. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Glory and honor and praise and adoration belongs to our God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. We pray for it tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to give us rest. And everything that we face in life, all we need to do is come to him. He bids us to come to Jesus, come to Jesus. All ye that are weary, come to Jesus. Come. Those that are hungry, come. Come. He said, come. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that he gives us that opportunity to come. Come to him. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love the Lord. Tell the Lord tonight you love him for what he's done for you. Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. Oh, you're so awesome and you're so great. Touch our sons and daughters and heal them, Lord. Touch our homes, God, and heal, Lord. Oh, we have so many broken homes, so much it hurts. But God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we also want to remember those that are sick on our list. Praise God. I don't see my Minister Peggy is not on as of yet. I was expecting her to be on. I pray that all is well. Praise God. But we do want to pray for all those that are sick on our sick list. Some is at home. We had to go into nursing home. So we had a number of sick. And we do want to lift up the sick before God because God knows them and ask God to touch them in a mighty way. And Sister Helena Thomas, her son also went in the hospital, and also Mother Mims, and also Sister Jackie. Praise God. So we have several here and some more, but we also just want you to always remember the sick. Always remember those behind prison walls. Always remember those that's going through financial problems and difficulties in their lives. We have all kinds of things that happen in our lives that can, and always remember our government, praise God. And pray ye one for another, the Bible say. Pray ye one for another, praise God, hallelujah. We want to pray for one another. We don't want to be selfish, but we want to be free in the Holy Ghost, in love, so that we can walk in love and we can, praise God in freedom. We want to be free in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're not free, you can't be free in God, and you can't give him all as you would want. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be free. Be free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. We want to go right into our message tonight, and we know that Mother's Day is next Sunday when we celebrate Mother's Day. And so what we want to do, praise God, we just want to bring a message that will be to encourage you leading up to Mother's Day. Praise God. Praise God. And the title of our message tonight is Areas of Complaint by Wives Against Husbands. Praise God. Areas of Complaint by Wives and Husbands. Praise God. You know, we need a balanced home. Praise God. And many will celebrate their mothers. Many have lost their mothers. But thank God for those that have mothers. And thank God mainly for those that have wives. We want our husbands to celebrate their wives and for all that they have gone through for them. Praise God. We have to recognize a woman go through a lot to be a mother. She has to go through the morning sicknesses, have to go through the belly stretching, the childbirth, the raising, the cleaning. It's a lot a woman have to go through. And mothers will get a lot of attention next week. So we want men to know the wives, the areas of complaints. And we have here 12 of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And insufficient provision for the family is one. Praise God. Insufficient provision for the family. And that includes money, food, and clothing. Praise God. Money, food, and clothing. You know, God do not like a slothful husband. Praise God. And we're going to look at that. First, we're going to look at first verse, chapter. We're going to look at 1 Timothy 5 and 8. 1 Timothy 5 and 8 says, "But if any provide not for his own home, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith, and he is worse than an infidel." You can't say that you have faith in God when you are denying your home, when God told man that he have to provide for his home. He told him that he is to work by the sweat of his brow. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see here that God desires man to be a provider for his home. And I pray, leading up to this Mother's Day, that men will take their rightful place and they will try to provide in every way they can to make this week leading up to Mother's Day a beautiful Mother's Day. Praise God. Let's look at Genesis 3 and 16. Praise God. And it reads as thus: "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow, and shall bring forth children, and thy desire shall be thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." You know, I see many marriages where women want to take their place, and the man saying, "No, I want you to be subjection unto your husband, to obey your husband." But we don't want to obey sometimes. We want to take control. We need to go back. We need to abide by God's rule and recognize our role as a woman. Praise God. Insufficient attention, communication, and concern is another one. Insufficient attention, communication, and concern. I think a lot of us have that, praise God. A lot of us wants attention from our mates, praise God. And we don't get the attention that we really, really want. We want to communicate. Women are known to communicate. So we're going to look at Ephesians. Praise God. We're going to look at Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5 and 19 is where we're going. Chapter 5 and 19 says, praise God, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. In your heart, in your heart, in your heart. I'm going to tell you why I'm stressing on that. Singing hymns and spiritual songs in your heart. Not disturbing. You know, I'm looking at a couple now. This woman just goes through the house, turn the music up loud, 4 day in the morning, sing, sing, and pray, pray all loud. But the Bible tells us how to do things. We got to know how to have respect and love for one another. You think God won't hear you if you go into your secret closet and pray to your Father, which is in heaven? He's a loving God. He can hear you wherever you go. We don't have to be disturbing. We don't have to be a show. We don't need anybody else to hear. They need to seek. Everyone have to seek God for themselves. Praise God. So many times we step out of the line of God and what God has desired of us. We need to go back and study. And sometimes we don't want to hear when people are telling us, hey, you are wrong. Go back and read. Let's look at 1 Peter 3, 7 and 8. Praise God. 1 Peter 3, 7 and 8 says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together. This is a together thing of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. God don't want our prayers to be hindered. You don't want to be just praying and you're not going nowhere because you're not listening to one another. Finally, be ye all of one mind. That's what I'm trying to say. Be in one mind. We have gotten so much out of order. I'm praying. We're not in one mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Having compassion, one for another. Love and love as the brethren, be pitiful. Be courageous. Praise God. God has laid rules out for us. If we would go back, I don't know sometimes what some women are studying, some men are studying, because it's written here. I was just talking to a lady before I came on the phone, and I was saying, why do we have to go through the house screaming and hollering and banging and disturbing other people when we ought to be mindful of one another? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit first and let God lead us to know how to walk in love and adoration to Him and to one another. What is love? What is love if we don't know how to treat one another? Praise God. So men, don't be have a lack of appreciation for that wife. Communicate with her and be concerned about her needs. Praise God. Be concerned. Just don't act like nothing don't bother you because she wants to be macho. Lack of appreciation for the labors and provisions made by the wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wives do a lot. Wives does lots of things that need to be appreciated for. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got on that one, we're going to go to 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 2. 3, 1 and 2. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Men shall be lovers. Come on, men. God don't want you to be lovers of yourself and not thinking of your wife. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful, unholy. Praise God. All these things. God is saying, look at yourself. Don't take so much pride in yourself that you have forgotten who God has given you for a gift. Blaspheming, disobedient. Our young men need to know not to be disobedient to their parents. This is Mother's Day coming up. Give more respect, more attention. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue on. Leaving the disciplinary job only to the wife. Oh, yes. Many men leave the everything up to the wife while they go on about them. They are merry old way, and they leave everything up for the wife to do. You discipline the child, you take care of them, I'm gone. No, this is a thing together. God made man and woman to be together in unity, together in unity. Praise God. How to treat one another. Praise God. 1 Timothy 3 and 4 says, Chapter 3 and verse 4, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. The man is the one supposed to be the priest of his home to help teach those children. He is to be the first teacher and teach them the word of God and teach his wife the word of God, and then they go out into the workplace or out to the church, praise God. But they've been taught by that priest of the home. Praise God. Love for extended family members more than wife. Let's go back to Genesis. Praise God. Go back over to the book of Genesis. Praise God. 2. Chapter 2, verse 24 through 28. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Praise God. Let's see here. Did we get the that's Genesis 2,
24. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are, see here, praise God. Hallelujah. That God gave man and a wife. He gave him a wife to love each other, to cherish each other. And she is to bear his children. And they are to bring forth those children in the admonition of the Lord, teaching them and admonishing them in the word of God. Praise God. We have so much in the home that we need to be mindful of. Praise God. Always, always recognize that we all have a part to play. It's not left up to one person. Praise God. It's two people God created, not one person. Praise God. May I say that again? God created two people. A husband and then a wife. Praise God. To carry out the duties of the home. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we look at this thing, then it comes in harmony as God has instituted it. Praise God. Mistrust on wife over monetary matters and the opposite sex relationship. 1 Peter 3:8-12. Qualifications of a servant. Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. And let these also be first proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, then found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling over their children and their own house well. The qualifications has been set down from above. The qualifications has been ordained by God. Praise God. So, leading up to this Mother's Day, we pray that men will find their rightful place and know how to treat their wives and their mothers leading up to Mother's Day. Men will celebrate in many ways and try to show their love. Many will neglect their home and go other places. God is calling you into righteousness. No consultation with wife before final decision making is another one. Another one is not minding the little things that matter in a woman's life. Praise God. All these things must matter. The little things. She's going to need you all this week. She's going to be trying to get the perfect dress for a little girl or that suit for that little boy. Praise God. You must bring the funds home so she can go purchase. And many times that does not happen. Praise God. Not minding the little things that matters in a woman's life, not caring about the spiritual well-being of the family. Some men is drinking and they don't care what's going to happen. They are on drugs. They are only concerned about what they are concerned about. Praise God. Not caring about seasonal provisions, such as gifts. Are you going to bring your wife a nice gift? Something special. For Mother's Day, for bearing your child, for bringing forth the child or the children in the world that God has ordained. Because if God had not meant for those children to be here, he wouldn't have allowed them to come. But those are deceived from you, young man, not caring about seasonal provisions such as gifts and compliments. Always compliment her. and let her know that you appreciate her for the trials and the harsh things that she has gone through over the years, past year, how you may have said some harsh things. Praise God. There are so many things men let go of. We are coming up to Mother's Day when we are to celebrate them and let them know. Alcoholism and gambling problems is one of the most hardest things when a woman can say, my husband has gambled off all the money or he drank it, and we don't have sufficient for the home. This is very hard. This is very hard. When a woman can say that she does not have because her husband is an alcoholic or he's a gambler. He stayed out all night at the casino and gambled off all the check. It is a sad thing. Praise God. It's hard. It's hard when we see things like this going on in our world. Praise God. Asking and keeping of bad friends. Women, watch your friendship. Your husband might not want you running out there with everybody. So watch your friendship. If he does not care for such, then you should find a way and pull away. Love and care for partyism, extended family members. Watch gossip. Watch the gossip. Watch the backbiting and slander. Women, watch the nagging. Watch the nagging. Don't nag a husband. Man does not like nagging. The Bible says he'd rather dwell in the house, the rooftop, than to dwell with a nagging woman. So watch the nagging. Wastefulness. Be careful, woman. Know how to keep your home against wastefulness. Praise God. Stubbornness. Always want to listen. Always have a listening ear. Man and woman, listen to one another. Listen. Praise God. Men, don't be lazy. Laziness, God speaks about that. A lazy man just want to lay around, does not want to work, does not want to provide for his home, as we just saw earlier. Laziness, lack of understanding. Everything we try to say, you don't understand. You want it always your way. Not the way God ordained it. Praise God. Lack of understanding. Praise God. Ungratefulness to husband provisions. Women, learn how to be grateful. You know what kind of job that he has, and be thankful to God in what state you in. Paul said, I've learned how to be poor, and I learn how to be abased. I learn how to be low, and I learn in whatever state I'm in to be content in that state. So learn how to be content and watch God move. God has a timing. God has a timing in our life that he will step in and he will provide, praise God, for our every need, praise God. Hallelujah. God has a time to step in and provide for our every need, praise God, because he won't let our needs go unmet, praise God, if we look at Ruth. Ruth, she waited on God, and God sent her Boaz. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there is a time for everything. Praise God. Always don't wait so late to prepare meals. Another thing, always make the meals preparation at a proper time, not late at night. Some women want to cook late at night. No, let the meals be prepared up in the day and eat proper at a certain time of the day. So when you lie down at night, you can rest and enjoy each other. So think about late preparation of meals and bed service. And that's Ephesians 5:33. Praise God. Make sure that you keep your house clean before you run around and run out with other women. Make sure your house is intact at all times, unless you have to run children with it, chores with the children, running them some places. But always, always be considerate of your own home. A man loves a clean home. He does love cleanliness. It's one thing about most men. They love cleanliness. They don't like disorderly, everything out of order. You know, you could go in some women's house, and I mean the house is a trap. It's a rat trap. Everything is thrown everywhere. Teach your children how to help each other to keep their rooms properly, your room properly, the front. Praise God. We are talking about this because it's leading up to Mother's Day, and we want our mothers to be so happy. Praise God. We want our mothers to be blessed. We want the husband to reverence their wives and say all the sweet nothings to them, how much they appreciate them for being the mother that they have been, or the wife that they have been. Praise God. Hallelujah. God said, I won't withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before me. And I believe that if you walk upright before him with your husband and with your wife, God will provide in every way. Praise God. God will provide. Don't get caught up into other things and let other things take you away from the things of your home. Your home come first. Praise God. All other come afterward. Praise God. So we pray tonight for those men that are drinking or drunkards or gamblers. We pray tonight that something will click in their mind and they'll recognize that they have a home to go and take care of, that they have a home where they want to serve and be the priest of their home. So we lift them up to you right now, Lord. Father, let our husband this week, O God, find their rightful place, O God, in their home, O God, that they will know that they are the priest of their homes, O God. And, Lord, they will provide the ultimate, whatever they can, God, to make that mother, oh, God, happy, Father God, and pleased in her home. And, Lord, she won't complain about the little thing that she does, but she'll be thankful and grateful, God, that God, for whatever he has put his hands to do for her, Lord, Father, Help her to learn how to be thankful and grateful, God, in whatever vision you have made for them, Lord. Father God, you said it in your word. There's no good thing that you will withhold. So, Lord, oh, Father, reach out, oh, God, and touch the heart, oh, Father God, of the man and the priest of his home. Reach out tonight, oh, God, and touch the woman, oh, God, who is the mother of the home. And Father, let her, oh God, reverence her husband and say, Lord, I thank you for him. I thank you for what you're doing in his life, oh God. I thank you, God, that you gave him to me. I thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we have to be thankful in so many ways. Praise God. God's what you said, Lord. You told us in everything to give thanks. For this is the will that concerneth you, God, Thank you, Lord God, for that son. Thank you, Lord God, for that daughter. Thank you, Lord God, for that husband. Thank you, Lord God, for that wife. Thank you, Lord God, that they are delivered from every attack of Satan. Oh, Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that they won't serve the ways of the world, but, God, they'll draw closer to you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, they will worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, God, that you ordained them. Thank you, Father God, for giving us, oh, God, your ways, which is the only way, the righteous way, oh, Father God, that you would have us to go. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, every woman going to position in her mind, oh, Father God, to love her husband, oh, God, Father God, and obey him, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that every man, God, oh, God, going to recognize who you made him. And, God, he's going to cherish her and love her then the rest of his life, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, for your word, God, that we have shared tonight, oh, God. Oh, Father God, let it not fall on deaf ears, oh, God, but make way for everyone to walk therein. God, remove all slothfulness, oh, God, if they are slothful, God. Oh, Father God, but give them the mind to work and to prepare in every way, God, for their families. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father, that God, you are God, you sit high and you look low. You knows everything, God. And, Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. Oh, God, for his precious word, because he said his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and it will lead us and guide us into all truth, praise God. And truly, he has given us the truth tonight, praise God. So I pray, praise God, hallelujah, on this that I share tonight, God, yes, God, that, oh, yes, that we won't be a complaining wife, but we'll be a thankful wife, praise God. And provision will be made, oh, Father God, yes, by our husbands, yes. And communication and concern will be considerate to one another, praise God, hallelujah. And we'll be appreciative, yes, in all things. Oh, praise God, thank you, Lord God, thank you. We will be appreciative because God told us, yes, I hear the Spirit say, the Lord said, if we be faithful over a few things, he will make us ruler over many. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to learn how to be faithful over the few things as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, may I bless you because our time is running short. Praise God. God said bless his people. May the Lord, oh, I want to bless the homes leading up to this week. Yes, Lord. May the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace. I pray that every home, that all that be blessed this week, God, that the blessings of the Lord will come in, that they will have plenty this week. Oh, Father God, leading up to Mother's Day, God, and that home shall be blessed in their going in and their uprising and their sitting down, praise God. The children will call them blessed, oh, God. Yes, God. Oh, because they'll see a change in each one of them, God, in the husband and in the wife, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, the husband will bring joy into that house, and there will be rejoicing, God. They will sing of your praises and of your goodness, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord God, for what you're doing in their lives and of your children. Yes, God, because you're steady doing great and mighty things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed this week. Be back here next week for our Mother's Day message and to strengthen you in the word. Praise God. Have a great night. Love you. Thank you.